Well, I'm back from a week's absence. Last week, unfortunately, I was just a little under the weather, so I didn't have a show. But I'm gonna make up for a little lost time here, folks. First, I wanna say congratulations to the organizers for another successful It's a Wonderful Life celebration. It was another great year of celebrating that this nice little town of ours apparently was the inspiration for Frank Capra's 1946 classic. Every year, millions of fans watch the Jimmy Stewart ponder what would happen if he weren't even born, and how he comes to appreciate, and everybody comes to appreciate the fact that George Bailey is alive and well. And also, who doesn't like Zuzu there saying, "Every time a bell rings, an angel gets its wings"? Yep, it was another good celebration here in Bedford Falls, which is what Seneca Falls calls itself every weekend during the celebration. And another great 5K run. 3,500 runners, that's the approximate number, descended for that annual cavalry charge off the Bridge Street Bridge, and the annual charge down the hill to finish that 5K. It was another great It's a Wonderful Life celebration. And just like Carolyn Grimes says, every time a bell rings, an angel gets its wings. And there should have been a trumpet player there. Da-da-da-da-da-da! Charge! Well, that's for wishful thinking, although we did have a bagpipe band there. Well, let's hope there's another successful one next year, shall we? And of course, I told you I was under the weather this past week, but that's part of my next thing I'm going to talk about. Seems as though the CDC bungled a few things, especially when it came to the influenza vaccine. That's what I had this past week, and the thing is, I was one of those who got the vaccination in September. The last 15-some years, I've always gotten a flu shot, but apparently, the CDC said, oh, it wasn't effective. Oh, that's nice. Of course, a few days later, I catch influenza. Kind of makes you wonder about the CDC. Did it bungle its ways when it tried to control Ebola? Of course, it's done a masterful job of keeping Ebola at bay over here in the United States. But you know, you gotta wonder, the CDC bungles influenza. You gotta wonder if it bungles other things. And also, seeing that Angelina Jolie missed the premiere of the great movie that she's directing about that World War II hero, Unbreakable, because she's got the chicken pox. Of course, the chicken pox isn't just a kid's disease. Heck, adults have gotten the disease. Heck, look at Angelina Jolie, and heck, look at Nigel Mansell, the auto racer years ago. He got the chicken pox when he was an adult. And what is it with these NHLers? A lot of them are coming down with the mumps. Another disease that there was supposedly vaccinations against. I've gotten the boosters in the past for measles, mumps, and rubella, which is what German measles is known as. But the thing is, how come NHLers are getting the mumps? I thought this was a disease that was almost pretty much eradicated. Oh well, gotta wonder with all those hard checks, if you know what I mean. Well, it's a time for another bowl season, and also, you know, college football is heading into its big postseason. Heck, we got 4 new bowls this year to add to the 34 that there already is. More bowls. Yeah, more bowls is what the junkie needs. Yeah, there's the Camellia Bowl there in Montgomery, Alabama. The Boca Raton Bowl there in suburban Miami. The Miami Beach Bowl. And also the Bahamas Bowl, sponsored by Popeye's Fried Chicken. Oh, I'm not gonna go there with what I want to say about the Bahamas. But I mean, heck, a fried chicken franchise sponsoring a bowl game in the Bahamas kind of makes you wonder. And also, the Miami Beach Bowl. Is Bugs Bunny gonna come leaping out of his hole? Miami Beach at last! Yippee! Hooray! And then he'll be going, yippee! Hooray! Jeez, dig this crazy beach. Must be low tide. Hey, there's a park over there. I'm gonna go over and see what's going on. That's what we need. More bowl games. Or the junkies. Of course, let me get away from the Bulls and let me just say, what a clutch couple of wins by the Bills. Especially this past Sunday against the Packers. I should say it was a win in itself keeping Peyton Manning down. We did lose to the Broncos, but hell, we made Peyton Manning look human. But I mean, what I'm talking about is the great win against Aaron Rodgers and the Packers. Hell, we made Aaron Rodgers look human. And hell, we got 2 points at the end just for Aaron Rodgers' own safety, if you know what I mean. Nice win by the Bills, keeping our playoff hopes alive. And also, I should say a good clutch win, even if it was vintage 2014. Because, you know, the Orange basketball team so far has looked pretty shaky to start the season. Well, hell, we had to have a basket in the last couple seconds to beat Louisiana Tech. Well, whatever. Nice win by the Orange over Louisiana Tech, but we now gotta focus. Our old friends from the old Big East are coming. Villanova is this coming Saturday. We gotta start shaking up the cobwebs and start thinking ahead, guys. And I just want to say, Hanukkah's coming up, I think, this week. And you know what? To anybody out there who watches me, who's of the Jewish faith, happy Hanukkah. And I do want to say about the holidays and talk about Syracuse. I'm glad to know that one of my friends, Colleen Anglem Hemingway, is coming back up here with her family. But I am kind of not too happy that her son, who apparently is a pretty good lacrosse player and was looked at by Syracuse, is going to Florida Gulf Coast University. Because apparently, in her words, he's a beach bum. Hell, her son is probably going to enjoy all those classes he's going to spend on those classrooms, or I should say, outside classrooms, right on the beach. Makes you wonder. But you know, to each his own. And I wish him the best in his endeavors. And Colleen, you still look like $1 million. I can't wait to talk to you when you come up here. Well, I'm Ken Haas, and that's my story for this week.